you know you should be taking care of yourself. And you know there are things you can do to maybe heal yourself, your insides. And yet it's the hardest thing to do, right? Hello, I'm Kate Cocker, and this is your Everyday Positivity from the Volley Network. Okay, so what are the ways that you can care for yourself and heal yourself? There are things that you can do on a day-to-day basis. I remember one time I'd had complete burnout and I walked into the kitchen. I'd had 2 days lying in bed just sobbing, total burnout, really depressed, really down. And I got to the top of the stairs and my mother-in-law put her hands on my shoulders and looked me in the eye and she said, Kate, all you have to do today is wash your hair. Sometimes caring for yourself is doing the simplest of things. Have I eaten right? Have I slept right? Have I looked after myself? Have I washed? It's those sorts of things. And sometimes taking care of yourself is knowing that you have to stop. It's knowing that you have to put that time in for your brain. You know, physically, if you were running yourself ragged and you were tired, you would get an early night. I think sometimes mentally and emotionally, we're not really aware of the signs of, I'm not looking after myself here. So for me, I have a bit of a self-care list that I call upon. Like, have I done the following? If I'm feeling like I've run myself ragged or I'm running out of brain space, I'll make sure I have 30 minutes where I don't think about anything. I'll make sure that I run a bath and take a bath. I'll make sure I do things like, you know, have I been for a walk today? I'll make sure I get to bed at a reasonable hour. Sometimes it's a minute of breath is enough to just pull yourself back to, am I taking care of myself? Have I treated myself to that lovely food that I would like? Am I taking care of myself? And am I aware of the things that I need to heal? You know, often the things inside you where you're thinking, sometimes your values or things that have happened to you or your experiences can impact others because you project those negative experiences onto them. Simple but really little example is that the other day we were all doing a workout, my husband and my son and me. And my son is trying desperately to get these kind of, they're called double unders. They're a skip where you do it twice. And he's falling behind on the workout, like really falling behind. And my husband, his dad, can't bear it. And he stood next to me and he's shouting his name across the room with all the other people working out. And he's going, come on, you don't have to do it like that. You don't have to do it like that. And I'm like, he's doing something, you know, he is working towards something. When we got to the end of the workout, he was like, no, I was trying something else out. He had another point to the workout. But my husband was holding on to this value of, you've got to do it right. You've got to do it as the trainer says. It's important to get it right. And then was projecting that across the room because he was trying to stop my son from doing stuff that my husband didn't want to do. And it happens all the time in day-to-day lives, which is why it's really important when I say heal myself. Obviously, there are things that are bigger and greater that obviously need work and you need to put time aside to do that. But if there is a pattern in your life that is not serving you, that is probably the clue to say, this is something that is going on inside of me. And so I am taking responsibility to find out what that is and to heal myself. And I do that through therapy. I do that through talking. I do that through speaking to you even. So finding the ways to care for yourself and to heal yourself are ways to really help you to feel good about yourself and therefore feel good in the world and be the best that you can be for people. In fact, the pillar of positivity, number one, is be selfful. And the idea is that you take care of yourself so that you can take care of those that you love, because you can't give from an empty cup. So today, I want you to look at the week even and go, right, where am I caring for myself? Where am I putting myself first? And where am I putting time aside to make sure that I understand me, have built my self-awareness, and I know where I need to heal? I'll be back tomorrow with another episode of Everyday Positivity for you. Remember, you can come and talk all of this stuff through, if you like, at the Everyday Positivity Hangout on Sunday, the 21st of April. That's this Sunday. I'll be there from 6 p.m. UK time. It's on Zoom, so we can meet from around the world, meaning that it's at 1 p.m. Eastern American time and at 10 a.m. Pacific time. All right, I will see you then. Have a great day. And remember, you have 100% got this.